You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Hi, everyone. Today, we're talking about how we're all connected, but that all connections seem to be in conflict with the drive for personal freedom. Are these two ideas inherently incompatible, or is there a way to resolve the conflict? This is an important show. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. By the way, I've always wanted to say this. Who wouldn't want to understand all this and be part of it? I know so join us, everyone. Okay, Jason, there is so much discussion about personal freedom today. I mean, it's everywhere, everyone. Why is there a drive for personal freedom?
The need for independence and personal freedom comes from the corruption, betrayal, and bad intentions and motives from parents, authorities, caregivers, teachers in this life.
Okay. And in past lives. Yes.
It is epidemic today. Mm-hmm. You know, we've over the last 21 years, I guess it's 21 years now.
It is.
It's almost going to be 22. Anyway, that we've been working with clients and we get to know their personal story.
Absolutely.
The betrayal and the hurt and the
exactly
pain.
And I have never worked with anyone that somewhere in their story, in their life, that they haven't had the hurt, the betrayal, the pain, and even the unworthiness that has been caused by all of it.
So what happens when that trauma is attached to you, mm-hmm. and we see this as intuitives, is that it creates that feeling of you can't tell me what to do. Now, you know, to be honest.
Wait, can you see that, everyone? I'm sorry.
I am the poster boy for you can't tell me what to do. Although, excuse me, Mrs. Roan, you are too. You
That's know? Absolutely impossible, everyone. And I just lied, by the way.
So we have this trauma that we've been working on mm-hmm. For a long, long time. And every once in a while, it'll come up and I'll get angry and I'll say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I pick a side. And as soon as I pick a side, I know that I've lost my objectivity because my emotions are coming up. My anger and need for revenge is coming up.
Well, and the other thing is, I just want to say, yes, those things come up. But if you use the ecosystem approach, you can use that. You can use those emotions and that anger and resentment. You can use it for your benefit.
But here's the ironic part.
Okay.
When you grant someone personal control and freedom, that does not remove their desire for freedom because it's an energy.
Right.
So we watch all
that's
these
a key.
Off the grid shows and people are going off the grid and there's no one around and there's no one to tell them what to do. And they get to live by their
and they don't even have to follow like the county laws, so to speak.
It kind of looks that way anyway. They're just on their own.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they're free. That doesn't mean that the energy that keeps them from being free is gone.
Right. Because it's not.
So here's the thing. Okay.
All right.
That betrayal, that trauma that we just talked about, creates a negative energy, and that negative energy always has an agenda. that is contrary to your essence or your life purpose.
And you cannot control
that agenda, even if you fully understand it, because it always seeks to be hidden. Mm-hmm. So,
underneath, and I'm going to say even snake-like.
That's why I said, when I start to get angry or I pick a side, then I know I lose my objectivity, because I'm getting angry. I want revenge. And there's a part of me from that trauma in my life, my personal life.
That's correct.
That says, I want to be vindicated. I want to be right.
Right.
Then I clear those feelings away, right, and then I get myself back and say, okay, I want to figure out the truth
of whatever the situation
right,
is.
Right. Not for me to be right.
Well, and in other words, that's, and by the way, we're going to talk about this throughout the whole show. It's not who's right, everyone. It's what's right. And
especially when it comes to personal freedom.
Exactly. And it was one of the very first things that Jason ever taught me, because I had no idea that sort of thing even existed. You had to know my family and my personal story to know why that is. But my point that I'm getting at is that when you use what's right as opposed to who's right, you actually gain an objectivity, a clarity. And when you're using it with the ecosystem approach, that clarity becomes 100 to 1,000-fold of what's right, not who's right.
So let's get back to the issue here. This is a great example of what we call the discovery.
Yeah.
And Patricia and I made it as intuitives. We looked at a lot of different people, and there's an article about the discovery on our website. And if this interests you, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, because you can get both parts of this amazing article. It talks about how 80% of our essence is encumbered with negative energy, with this dark energy, and it has an agenda. Oh. So when you have this drive for personal freedom, a lot of times it's this negative energy that's propelling you in ways that may not be objective or even be in your best interest.
Exactly. And if you think about it, let's go objectively, you want your life to be in your best interest as opposed to it being in somebody else's best interest. Now, I'm not saying that if everything's in your best interest, it can't be in somebody else's best interest. In fact, that's not true at all, but you have clarity, and that clarity is amazing.
So here's the thing. Okay. We were just watching just this morning.
Yes, we were.
The Alaskan Bush people, and they were talking. It's a reality TV show about this family who the mother and father, when they were in their 20s, they were having their first child, and they moved to Alaska, and they wanted to let their kids grow up with freedom.
Yes.
You know, not to be controlled by conventional wisdom or any of that, any of those things.
Conventional rules.
Yes.
Yes.
And
now 20 years later,
it's more than that. It's like 20 or 30 years later.
Okay.
You know, they're showing us their life.
Yes.
But these kids have a connection with each other. They're a close family. They work together. They work collaboratively. But they're also, they don't have the freedom to live somewhere else. They can live in nature,
right?
But they can't live. If one of them wanted to go to a big city and be a teacher or whatever,
correct,
they would really struggle because they don't have that kind of background.
Well,
this idea of freedom and living off the grid is just an illusion, because it doesn't change the internal energy.
And that's the point that we're trying to make here. By using the ecosystem approach and changing the internal energy, you know, beginning to remove that 80%, the best thing is that you not only get to know yourself, and I know this sounds like a real cliche, but you then learn to love yourself. And whatever you don't like about yourself, you can remove and change.
Well,
it's phenomenal.
They use the word conformity. They don't want their kids to grow up in a
conformed society.
Right. But it's not conformity that keeps you from your personal freedom. So
with that said,
What is personal freedom?
Okay.
It's the, in order to understand, you have to understand how human beings work.
Okay.
As you go through life, we instinctively go to our essence for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is this 80%. We go to our essence for guidance. That's where instinctively we go, and we get bad information. When there's 80% negative energy in your essence, you can't trust your essence to give you, to be your mentor, to help you, to give you direction.
Exactly.
So, and in this culture, we're taught from kindergarten.
Day one, actually, even before.
Your parents are the authority. The teacher's the authority.
Right.
The books are the authority. It's all outside of yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
There was an amazing book by Viktor Frankl. He's a very famous person. He was in the Nazi concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he learned was that no matter how much he was confined in this concentration camp and everything was regimented, they controlled everything about him, even
right.
whether he would live or die.
Correct.
There was a part within him. He didn't use the word essence, but that's what he's talking about, that the Nazis couldn't get to. That's where his freedom was. And he wrote a whole book about it. It's very interesting.
And by the way, you all have that same freedom in that same place.
That's our point.
That's the entire point.
Yes.
And you know, Jason, you have another, you can't understand the programming. Talk about that just a little bit.
This programming and negative energy doesn't come from, you can't understand it with descriptions and explanations.
Right.
It's only with clearing the negative energy that you really get it. And we've had so many people over the years that said, oh my gosh,
I got it.
And they usually think it's because of the last explanation that I used, but it's not.
It's really because
the energy change.
Right. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The drive toward personal freedom often comes from trauma and betrayal and creates a need to control.
True.
The desire for personal freedom from negative energy is easily manipulated and abused.
Yes.
And true freedom comes from within and is not dependent on government structures or rules.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to have true freedom within yourself and resist manipulation by outside forces.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the collective and the amazing power it could harness if we could get it to work on Earth. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the collective and the amazing power it could harness if we could get it to work on Earth. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, so I understand personal freedom is not about external restrictions, but evolved consciousness that comes from removing negative energies attached to our essence. What is the collective and how does it affect us in our daily life, Jason?
So it's an energy that connects us via our essence. So it doesn't connect us out here.
Okay. It's not like a memo or something. Okay.
It's internal that connects through our essence.
Okay.
Of course, if your essence has 80% of it,
it's really hard
to have that connection.
Well, and a true, authentic connection is what you're saying.
Okay. And oh, by the way, if you just look at our politics, if you just look at our, you know, everybody's fighting with everybody, you know, even on airplanes. And even before COVID, there was road rage and all this other stuff.
Correct.
We weren't getting along that well. So this connection's been interfered with, and it's an energy connection. But the same energy, this negative energy that keeps us from true personal freedom inside,
okay,
keeps us from the collective.
Oh, and the collective connection outside.
Not outside, but inside also.
Okay.
Imagine a grid. So if you're, it's hard to know. It's oversimplified, but let's say that your essence is right here.
Okay.
And there's a connection that goes from here to everybody else's soul.
Correct.
That's the grid.
Okay.
And it's invisible because it's an energy grid, okay, but it's not working very well. And when we look at it, it's like, oh, it's a mess.
Yes.
But what I'm excited about, and one of the reasons we're doing this show, is the power of the collective is huge.
Mm-hmm.
We could heal. We could heal people. We could heal structures. The pain of that most people go through in all sorts of ways, whether it's relationships, whether it's resources, money, mm-hmm, job, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm, whether it's just physical health.
Exactly.
Could be done collectively.
In ways that
we can't even imagine right now,
because there's so much negative energy blocking us.
But this desire to connect,
yes,
is instinctive.
Mm.
You know, we all want to connect with someone that we love. We all want to connect with each other. That's why social media
has been so very successful,
because it taps into an instinct that we have as human beings
to connect
to, yes, lots of different people,
sure,
you know, to create groups easily.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
with COVID, it made it even easier.
Right.
And obviously we know all the downsides, but social media taps into that instinct.
Mm.
And then all the depression that happened because of COVID, because people were isolated.
It sure, just they had shows no place to.
There was no connection, and right. people get depressed. We need that connection, but it's really dysfunctional now.
Yes,
because truly. It's governed by all this negative energy on social media and every place else.
Well, and there's a part of that because we don't know ourselves very well. I had all this ability before I met Jason and started using the ecosystem approach, helping him create it. That I didn't realize how much I didn't know me because
yes.
The most important thing to me was when I discovered about me, I realized, and I said it earlier, that there are things about me that I didn't like. And so I just, after I started using the ecosystem approach and removing that negative energy, I realized, well, if I don't like that, those things about myself or those blocks that I have that are keeping me from doing things, I can change that.
Well, and that's the difference between being conscious, which you were,
yes.
because you had these abilities, but an evolved consciousness.
Yes.
When you start going inward and seeing who you are authentically, and frankly, that's hard.
Because
when you start going inward and seeing who you are authentically, you take off these layers of negative energy,
right?
And you see how you've been.
You see how you affect other people. That's a difficult one. Yes.
You see how you lie to yourself.
Yeah, and lie to others.
Yes.
By all means,
it's huge. But yes. when at the end of that, the harmony is created. Now, one of the things that you know, our collective is each other. We have each other.
We do.
And it's not because we're that compatible. It's because we've been clearing this negative energy first. So we know ourselves and we can evolve individually.
Exactly.
But then second, between us, and we go out and do things. Now, the most exciting thing that we do together is this energy work and creating
It's fantastic. But in saying that, we have also done many other things such as, well, I couldn't have done my garden that I did this year. We'll talk about the squirrels another time. But I couldn't have done my garden this year without Jason's help. It took a lot for me to get it going.
We're going to clean the gutters this year.
Oh, together. Yeah. Oh,
you know, and most couples can't do that.
Well, they can't do anything together.
They can't do anything right. together. They can't work together. They're not right. a team.
Right.
There's no harmony.
Right.
And
well, and you know who's been the biggest one? Jason's mother has taught us how to be a team when helping someone else. And neither one of us realized how much you actually need that team to make that happen. So you don't go nuts.
We do tag team mommy sitting.
Mommy.
You know, my mom.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
you know, and we work together and yes. We do a lot of things, but we also, you know, we've created it so that because we've cleared the negative energy, we have a family
yes.
with the dogs that, you know, people are amazed that we're taking care of my mom who's got dementia and can't hear, and we're laughing.
Yeah.
You know, we go to the, you know, she goes to the doctor, we go to the doctor with my mom, and we're laughing in the exam room, and doc comes in like, what's going on here?
Exactly. You know? But we've also,
who are these people?
Exactly. Who are these people? And can we have a 50 million more of them? And the reason is because one of the things that we've had two different doctors, big time doctors say to us, you have no idea how much your laughter makes a difference in her life. And we didn't think about it. We just like to laugh. And we laugh at the silliest, the fun.
Stupid stuff.
And stupid stuff. I mean, yes, absolutely. But that also, that freedom to laugh comes from within.
And we've created this collective within our family.
Yes.
That could be really negative.
Oh.
You know, taking care of my mom and we're trying to do this and
we
got two dogs. It could be really negative.
Yes.
But we've cleared the negative energy and it's I like to say that's a form of grease. When you clear the negative energy, it's people connect with each other in a way that is more elegant and works together
Correct.
And more harmonious.
Correct.
But that's why in the corporate world, teams are a big thing. But here's what we've seen. Mm-hmm. Here's the big misconception about teams. Many teams are an illusion where there's a de facto leader who bullies and manipulates the others to go along with him
exactly.
or her, I guess
exactly.
it could be, you know,
yes,
and that's not real teamwork.
No,
but because there's negative energy present because in a corporate culture, there's programming. You know, you gotta achieve the objective. So everybody says they program themselves to focus on the objective.
Right. And they forget about all the other stuff that actually goes into that objective.
You can't treat yourself like a machine and then become an ecosystem exactly. at the same time.
Exactly.
That's why we call it the ecosystem approach, by the way, mm-hmm. because we're an ecosystem. When we come together as husband and wife, we're another ecosystem.
We are.
And then when we come together as my family with my mom and the dogs,
we're another ecosystem. Exactly. And think of it this way. If your ecosystem is cleaned up and then you blend with another one and it's cleaned up, the most amazing thing of all is that third one, and I'm talking about his mom, is the best description of that. It's really, truly amazing how we have helped her remove so many of the negative energies and layers of energies that she's had all of her life. And we've done it easily, smoothly, and it's been amazing. Yes, there's more to go, but I know that when she steps to the other side, she is going to be better for being with us.
Well, and if this is connecting with you, mm-hmm. if you understand that there has to be collective action in the world today, in order for it to, you know, we're not going to make it without collective action.
Right.
You know, climate change is a biggie. It's all around us.
It's a really good place to, yeah.
You know, the American Revolution was a good example of collective action, even though the British should have won. You know, Mahatma Gandhi, who freed India from the British rule,
right.
was collective action. But that's nothing compared to what it could be in the age of Aquarius. We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Exactly.
But, you know, having teams, be able to develop teams, even with your spouse,
yes,
with the people around you, with partners, people you work with, is an amazing and clearing negative energy, applying the ecosystem approach is the way to do it. So if this is touching you right now,
right.
go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section. It's the way to connect and start to connect for you to connect with the collective in a way that makes the world better.
I love that. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The collective is a grid of energy that connects everyone via their essence. Mm-hmm. Negative energy in our essence interferes with that grid of the collective and keeps it from being useful.
Mm.
The collective is the most powerful energy in the world and has the potential for positive change that is truly unimaginable. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to remove blocks for yourself so you can connect with the collective for your benefit.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the power of the collective in the age of Aquarius and how personal empowerment and personal freedom come together with the power of the collective. This is amazing. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the power of the collective in the age of Aquarius and how personal empowerment and personal freedom come together with the power of the collective. By the way, I think this is so exciting.
I really do.
We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, the Age of Aquarius talks about personal empowerment and greater democracy here on Earth. In order to make this happen, it requires using collective action. Can you explain how this can happen?
Okay. This whole segment is going to be about explaining that.
Okay.
It's really exciting to me. I mean, one of the things we realized, it wasn't that we decided to create the ecosystem approach for the Age of Aquarius.
No, we didn't.
But it was almost after the fact. I said, oh my gosh.
Look at what we did and what time we're in.
The ecosystem approach is perfect for the Age of Aquarius.
Exactly.
This is tailor-made for the Age of Aquarius.
Yes.
Now, I go back to the Declaration of Independence, which they stated, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Whenever I hear that, it touches me.
Yes.
You know, I feel that it, even back then in 1776, they understood, you know, there was a poetry to those words.
True.
That this is self-evident that all men are created equal. Of course, they didn't realize, I mean, they realized at the time, because I know history, that there was a huge hypocrisy in that because it didn't include women, didn't include African-American slaves.
Or it didn't include people of color. But I want to, and I'm not going to blow that off. I just want to say, when I hear that all men are created equal, I remember being very young when I heard that for the first time. And I thought, that includes me. I might not be a man, but that includes me. But not everybody took that as meaning that included everyone.
Well, in our structures that we created, it didn't include everyone.
Exactly.
But the Age of Aquarius has this potential. Now, this is what I want everybody to understand. The Age of Aquarius is an energy age, but it doesn't create or make things happen.
No, we do.
It's only potential.
Correct.
So I like to use the metaphor of if you're sitting in the ocean and it's a surfing metaphor. Now, I'm not a surfer, but it just works. So.
Wait, far out, man.
You're sitting on your surfboard and you're waiting for that big wave, and the big wave comes up. If you don't stand up on the board and take the wave, the wave comes crashing down on you. It doesn't really help.
It hurts.
Yes. You know, you think, oh my gosh, that wasn't fun. But if you take it, it can be amazing.
Right.
But so this is the same thing with the Age of Aquarius. You have to take the energy. The energy creates potential.
You have to ride with the energy.
You have to work with it. You have to,
there you go.
Make it work for you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if this speaks to you, you're saying, oh my, something inside of me is saying, oh my gosh, this, I got to have this. Mm-hmm. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for a free section. Read everything there. There's a lot of content there.
Yes.
And read about the discovery. It's amazing. And
you can listen to our past shows there as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So.
Which is really great.
This individual action, to the Age of Aquarius, to be part of the Age of Aquarius, it requires individuals who are taking the steps to help themselves evolve, which is, oh, by the way, the ecosystem.
Exactly.
Approach.
There you go.
You know, we've created that. So this is perfect for the Age of Aquarius because just doing a little bit of energy work, dabbling with meditation here and there, it's not going to do it. You know, ours is a very specific way of going inside, being very specific with the clearings, mm-hmm. understanding your emotional story, understanding your Enneagram type,
and
putting it all together.
Exactly. And when you understand your story and your Enneagram type, you can do things that are very, very, very specific to you that will make a difference in your life. It's phenomenal, actually.
You know, a lot of the programs today come from programming individually and collectively.
Yes.
Programming is at the root of racism, income inequality, political polarization, mm-hmm. and even climate change. Mm-hmm. The political and economic structures resist changing for climate change, even though they need to change because of greed and you know, people don't want to lose their jobs. People saying this is a money thing. I need to have my income, even if it's going to kill the planet. You know, those things come from negative energy of programming.
Right.
And only when we have a critical mass of people that create evolved consciousness, which happens with the ecosystem approach, can you start to come together as a collective and say, let's solve some problems. Let's make some things happen.
And I have to say, come join us.
Yes.
Come join us in that, because this is such an amazing journey that he and I have been on, and we've been on this, but there's also other people that have come along with us. And by the way, thank you to all of you for doing that. Each one of you is definitely noted, your progress that you've made. The point that I'm getting at is that when we do this collectively, when we take care of ourselves individually and then come together collectively, we will make a difference. And we want you to join us in that.
Remember, this negative energy is always on both sides.
Yes, that's
a big
deal.
And it likes to have people fight.
Oh.
You know, whether it's in a marriage or a relationship or a partnership, a business partnership.
Correct.
Working with a team on the job, mm-hmm. you know, at work, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, relationships are really challenging today because of programming.
Yeah.
Programming focuses you on getting the job done, not on your emotions, not on how you feel about it,
right.
not on your own ecosystem. And
we didn't talk about this, but I'm going to put this out there. Imagine for just a moment, you have a group of people that you're working with and you're trying to get this project done. You're trying to get this project off the ground and it keeps failing, but you know, within it could work. If you and that group did the ecosystem approach, I guarantee you, you would get that project done in a very positive, fulfilling way, not just, you know, fulfilling for yourself because, oh my gosh, I did this, but it's the groups that are making a difference to change the world. The problem with most, well, all of them that I can see, is they're fighting internally, and that negative energy stops. I should do it that way. Stops people from doing their intention or even doing their sole purpose to help change the world.
This whole, when you use the ecosystem approach, the self-discovery and internal honesty leads to a better relationships in general, because maybe you know that you're kind of abrasive when you're being pushed,
to a deadline.
Yes. Or you withdraw and don't speak up when you're being pushed.
Yes.
When you should speak up, you know, all those things come from the ecosystem approach, and you understand yourself so that when you go into a group, you can adapt and you can bob and weave.
I was going to say bend and weave, but yeah, exactly. And it's rather phenomenal. I have had people say to me, Patricia, you're one of the easiest people I've ever had to work with in so many ways. I can say anything and you'll help me through it. Well, you know, that's very, very true.
That's the grease that we use.
That is the grease that we use. Exactly.
Because we see people as they are and we help them.
But if I didn't know myself, everyone, if I didn't know myself as I do, I wouldn't be able to do that with the effectiveness that I have.
And our purpose here is to help bring about, establish the energy of the age of Aquarius.
And like I said, we didn't even know that. We had no idea about that.
One person at a time.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah. Should we do the key points?
Okay, sure. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
With evolved consciousness, there can be individual empowerment and collective action.
Mm.
The age of Aquarius is only energy potential. Change happens with individual evolution by removing negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And powerful collective action can happen when people understand energy and clear what's in their way. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to evolve individually and then create collective action.
Exactly. So Jason, let's tell everyone how to clear and take it from there.
So your
posture.
For
those of you who don't know.
Your posture doesn't matter. You can be sitting, standing, laying down,
mm-hmm.
walking.
Mm-hmm. I clear all those times.
Clearing while she's doing yard work, you know.
I do all the time. So, I talk to my plants and clear negative energy for them.
Yes. So this works. We know it works. So when we say and to eliminate, just in your mind's eye, just gather up. That what we say to eliminate, whether it's blocks, whether it's veils and illusions,
correct.
Whether it's specific emotions, and then blow them into the processor. I know Jacob's going to show you a picture of the processor
exactly.
on the screen right now.
And if you don't see that, if you're just listening in the car or wherever you are, you can use a garbage can if you don't know what the processor looks like. But I'm going to recommend you go to our website and at least look at what the processor looks like, because it really helps.
You have to sign in for the free section to see that. And
you can
print it out and mm-hmm. create your own processor.
Well, and then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And that energy will not only help us remove negative energy, but it also will help us gain positive energy so we can have the clarity that we need and want. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to get you started on clearing so you can create a greater connection with others and go forward. I love that. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What kind of excuse do you have in life? What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Being legally blind has never stopped Emily Perry from pursuing her dream. As a professional speaker, trainer, and life strategy coach, Emily spends her career working to educate, support, and provide guidance. Tune in to the Human Is My Label podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com and open your hearts to creating, supporting, prioritizing inclusivity, and encouraging the best of humanity and equity.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you are interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com. And tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Being a mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. ALYSIALYONS.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason. That's him. And I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to get you started on clearing the blocks so you can remove the negative energy from yourself, from your sandwich, and have a better life. Was that for last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, okay.
So,
but that's okay. It still applies. In other words,
we're going to remove negative energy so that you can be part of the collective.
Yes.
And start doing that right now.
And by the way, I need to say this. We didn't mention this part. When you're part of the collective does not mean that you lose your individuality.
Right.
I want to make sure that everyone's really clear on that, because that's not the truth at all.
You do if you're in a cult. You do.
You do if you're
in a political movement that has a lot of negative energy.
That's true.
But
that's true.
You know, the truth is that you would never lose your individuality if you use the ecosystem approach.
Because never.
By definition, it's to find out who you are uniquely.
Well,
and then bring that out in the world
exactly.
And say, "Hey, here I am."
And
let's work together.
I have to say this: when I started doing the ecosystem approach, I had no idea that I had the creative talents that I do. And I have had so much fun and also amazing amounts of creativity for so many things that has been amazing.
Yes.
So those are some of the things you can find for yourself or find out about yourself. It's great. So with that said, Jason, let's get started on the clearing.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can perceive and remove the dark energy that keeps me from my internal freedom.
Mm.
Take a breath, gather up those barriers
and
blow them into the processor.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see and feel my real restrictions are inside me and outside restrictions don't affect me. That didn't make a sense to me, Jason.
Yeah. Well, it's the idea that so you can feel that your restrictions are in your essence.
Oh, I see.
On whether you have to stop at stop sign at this corner or
right.
Pay your taxes.
And exactly. I stop at the stop sign so I don't run over anyone and I pay my taxes because I want to live in this country.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So with that said, go ahead.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and frenzy that can restrict me profoundly.
It's amazing.
Gather up those feelings of worry, anxiety, and frenzy.
And throw them into the processor.
Yes.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that can be severe restrictions and blocks to my freedom. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I have been distracted all my life by issues and traumas that keep me from my freedom.
That was one of the biggest things that I found when I started doing the ecosystem approach. It was like, oh, I can see that differently. I can do that differently. And I don't have to be mad or angry or even bitter about it. It's amazing.
When you start clearing, you see that it's not having to pay your taxes or stopping at the stop sign that's restricting you.
It's
internal.
You. Yes, exactly.
And there's these huge amounts of internal restrictions.
Exactly. So,
and if you're angry and bitter, oh my gosh, chances are they're on steroids.
Yes. Take another breath on that one and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that collective action is the most powerful for real change in the world.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that specific restrictions are going to hurt me versus internal restrictions. Take a breath. And to activate the clarity so I can see the difference between the two. Take another breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that toxic relationships keep us from important collective action.
I love that. That's a good one. Take a breath. And to eliminate any intense anger at other groups of people that keep me from my own real freedom. Take a breath.
If you're blaming those people over there, or you're thinking, oh, they're the problems, or it's the Democrats, it's the Republicans.
I guarantee you, start with you and you'll see you're a major part of that problem.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance to seeing that aligning with my favorite groups or beliefs can be confining and limits me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that so-called personal freedom is not necessarily free. It comes from within. And how you get it is through the ecosystem approach. Take a breath. And throw away any negative energy.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see any dark energy contained in the groups or beliefs that I have now that may restrict me.
Yes, take a breath.
That could be politics, that could be your church, that could be
exactly.
your social group, that could be your family. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the family. Yeah, that's a whole one. And to eliminate any numbness or block that I have to real restrictions within my own essence that confine me. And by the way, those are the biggest ahas that happen when you do the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I continue to learn about dark energy programming in my life that is the true restriction.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the dark energy restrictions within me and
know that I can,
and that they are within me, and then I can clear them. Wow. Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate life force. Are you ready for that? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve for everything in my life. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go in through the top of your head, all the way down your body, your torso, your arms, your legs, and to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around. Remember that energy has power, and then remove any negative energies that you were just trying to get rid of in the first place. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to be really free and have freedom within my own consciousness.
To the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes, and blow out any negative energies left over. And to activate life force so I can trust my evolved consciousness to lead me and overcome any restrictions outside of myself. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can decide to see my life through my essence and the blocks that are within me that are the most toxic to connecting with the collective or being who I want to be, being authentic for myself.
I love that. Take a breath. All the way to the tips of your toes, stop it, turn it around, and blow out any negative energy left over.
Should we talk about next week?
I have one more. And to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and creative and be healed and love myself and love what I'm doing and learn to love me in a way that I have never known before, starting right now. Take a breath. And all the way to the tips of your toes, stop it there and blow out any negative energy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, it's about success.
Oh, wow.
And okay. We're going to take apart this idea that you have to be hard driving, hard charging person to be successful.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that are thrown away who can't fit into that mold. And we're going to talk about how you can have real success. And this will really work. You have to listen to this show. So the other thing is that let's talk about how, if this is touching you, if you're thinking about, hey, I want to be part of the Age of Aquarius. I want to have evolved consciousness. I want to learn how to do the ecosystem approach. It's simple.
Okay.
Listen to our show every week.
Okay.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section.
Okay.
Read those articles. And then you'll also get a weekly newsletter, which have the clearings.
They're right there.
They're all written right out.
Yes,
all the words you have to say.
Yes.
A picture of the processors that right there.
Right.
And a lot of our clients take that newsletter and say, okay, here it is on my phone. And
well, and you know, somebody else told me something this week. I hadn't connected with this person in quite some time, and it was a great joy to connect with her. And she told me how she listens to the past shows every morning. She just chooses one, whichever one fits the day for her. And she said the clearings at the end of it, she said, it is so amazing. It's helped change her in who she is in a very, very, very positive way.
The clearings are cumulative.
Exactly.
And so the more you do, the better it gets.
Right.
And so do that right now. Go to our Facebook page too. If you want to watch us as opposed to listen to us.
Yes.
On our website, you can listen to us on our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. You can see all the videos are right there. Mm-hmm. If you're there, please like us while you're there. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes. And you can leave some comments. If you like the show, leave a comment and let us know.
And if you have any suggestions, let us know. It's a really good place to do that.
Yes.
Yes. And what's that address, Jason?
Theecosystemapproach.org on Facebook.
There you go. I love that. We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.